我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, Lord God Almighty, we praise you and honor you and worship you this morning.
天上的父，全能的神，我们啊，在今天早晨，我们在这里赞美你啊，荣耀你，敬拜你。
For unto us a child is born, for unto us a son is given. Our hearts are humbled from the truth that Jesus left the glory of heaven to enter the world of humanity.
因有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们。我们因为主耶稣从天降生，让我们啊离开高天的宝座，来到我们这个世界，来让我们的心谦卑。
Thank you for your sovereign plan and grace in sending your son on one glorious night to be born by a virgin, to live a perfect life, to die on the cross for our sins.
谢谢你啊，全能的一个计划跟你的恩典，让你的差遣你的儿子在一个荣耀的夜晚降生，为童女所生。他啊，经过一个完美的一个啊生活，并且为我们死在十字架上。
Thank you that he rose from the dead 3 days later in power and glory.And thus may this Christmas and every Christmas let us joyfully celebrate the gift of eternal life that Christ only gives.
我们谢谢你，因为三天之后你让他从死里荣耀的复活，带着啊全能和荣耀，啊让我们每一个啊感圣诞节的时候都可以这样欢欣庆祝。
We praise you that Jesus is called the Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace.
我们赞美你，因为耶稣，你的名称为奇妙测试、全能的神、永在的父、和平的君。
Lord, help us in our faith to discover more, to know more, and even endear our hearts more to Christ the Lord.
主啊，帮助我们啊，让我们的心更贴近你，让我们更多的来认识你，让我们可以更多的来敬拜你。
Lord, be pleased to stir deeper into our soul, to breathe into our prayers, to inhabit our praise.And set our mind on the things of above.
帮助我们，让我们啊，搅动我们的心潮，让我们更多的来认识你，让我们的祷告当中，住在我们的敬拜当中啊，让我们的心啊，仰望天上的事。
Lord, we ask that you forgive us when we are idle and foolish. We ask that you would cleanse us when we harbor grudges, and we ask that you would remove any careless thought before you.
主啊，我们请求你赦免我们，当我们啊真的是闲散啊愚昧的时候，洁净我们，当我们真的是心里有暗环不满的时候，啊挪去我们一切在你面前的麻木不仁。
Lord, we lift up the Midwestern short-term missions team, and Father, we pray for their health and strength, and we pray that you would use them as your vessel to express the love of Christ to the Chinese scholars and families.
主，我们在这里也为美中短宣队向你献上祷告，我们恳求你保守他们的健康和能够有力量。我们也祷告啊，愿你自己大大的使用他们，让他们可以向啊美中的这些啊中国来的这些访问学者跟啊学者们他们的家人来传讲主耶稣你自己的爱。
We pray for those who are sick, may you heal them. We pray for those who are lonely, may you comfort them. And we pray for all caregivers.May you refresh him with the blessed hope in Christ.
主，我们为那些生病的，求你自己医治他们；我们为那些孤单的，求你安慰他们；我们为那些所有啊在照顾人的，愿你自己的啊愿啊基督里的盼望来大大的来赐福他们。
We are thankful for the arrival of the new pastors and give them and their families health and strength. We continue to seek your guidance for a Cantonese pastor in the future.And we pray the best moving forward in faith with the coming church leaderships, nominations, and budgets.
主，我们为我们啊新到的两位牧师来向您献上感谢啊，求你给他们和他们的家人能够有健康、有力量。我们也继续来寻求你自己来指引我们，来为啊粤语部的牧者的啊寻求的工作。我们继续为我们教会的下面一年的这个啊所有的。啊，带领的工作，还有啊啊，还有我们的啊预算。
Lord, we ask that you bless our family's Christmas gathering. We pray that you give traveling mercies for those who venture both near and far, and help us to enjoy and make the most of these precious moments.
主，我们也恳求你啊，保守我们，来赐福我们每个我们在啊圣诞节的所有的跟家人相聚的时间。保守那些出入的啊，在旅行的都能够平安，更是保守我们，帮助我们，让我们能够在这个珍贵的这些时间里面， 能够以你为乐。
And now, help me to preach this sermon in the power of your Holy Spirit and the appropriate affections, and may this message bring glory to your name, joy to your people, and salvation to the lost. May Christ be exalted, and we all be humbled.
主现在恳求你真的是帮助我能够好好的来传讲你的话语，愿你的圣灵让可以让我们可以把这个信息来把荣耀归给你，也带给人们喜乐，更是把救恩带给那些失丧的人。愿主耶稣的名得着高举，愿我们都能够在你的面前谦卑。
We pray all these things in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Please be seated.
请坐。
Well, let me be the first to say Merry Christmas.
所以要先跟大家说圣诞节快乐。
If you have your Bibles, please take a look at the book of Isaiah, chapter 9, verses 6 and 7.
如果你有带圣经的话，请打开以赛亚书九章六到七节。
And I'll have Sister Tai Ying to go ahead and read that passage for us.
以赛亚书九章六到七节，因有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上，他名称为奇妙策士，全能的神，永在的父，和平的君，他的政权与平安必加增无穷，他必在大卫的宝座上治理他的国，以公平公义使国坚定稳固，从今直到永远，万军之耶和华的热心必成就这事。
May the Lord add his blessing to both the reading and the preaching of his word.
愿神赐福我们读他话语和传讲他话语的时间。
During the summer of 1741, there was a musical composer at the age of 56. He suffered a stroke when he was just beginning to try something new in musical score.
在1741年的夏天，一个56岁的作曲家当他开始想要谱写一个新的乐章的时候，他中风了。
Not to be deterred, the musical composer was motivated to write his composition that hoped to match the glory and truth in various scriptural texts.
不仅没有被吓退，然后这个作曲家就坚持要写一个乐章，能够跟我们的圣经的话语能够相符合的。
And did he ever? 24 days later, George Frederick Handel wrote the musical masterpiece entitled The Messiah.
他做到了24天之后这个亨德尔就写下了很著名的这个杰作弥赛亚。
Physically up to the point he'd gone through the very, very worst, but musically at that given time, he produced his very best.
在当时这个时间来说，他的体力上、身体上、健康上是到了一个最糟的情形，但是在音乐的造就上，他却达到一个新的高度。
For many of us, we are very familiar of the finale, the triumphal finale, which is known as the Hallelujah Chorus. But for many of us, we're unfamiliar with the very beginning, which is actually a joyous movement of the composition that's actually based onIsaiah chapter 9.
我们很多人都对最后的那个胜利的那个乐章哈利路亚颂那一段非常的熟悉，但是我们很多人不知道这个弥赛亚这个开始的时候是以这个以赛亚书九章这一段开始，一个欢乐的开始。
Musically, Handel's composition was marvelous.
就音乐的造就上来说，他的这个是非常的宏伟。
But scripturally, this passage, Isaiah chapter 9, this portion of scripture is magnificent.
但是如果我们看到这一段经文的时候，我们就觉得这一段经文是更加的宏大。
Why? Because it magnifies the Messiah. It glorifies God. It joyously exalts Jesus Christ.
为什么呢？因为这一段不仅赞美弥赛亚，荣耀神，欢欣地高举耶稣基督。
Now, for context purposes in the Old Testament, let me fill you in. Isaiah is God's prophet, and he was sent to King Ahaz, who was 20 years old when he ascended to the throne.
因为这个背景的关系，我要跟大家讲一下，这个是旧约的圣经这一段就是以赛亚是神的先知 他当时要去跟这个亚哈斯王来讲话。这个亚哈斯王在很年轻20岁的时候登基。
Now at the time, for Israel, they were threatened on two accounts. One, they were going through their own spiritual bankruptcy. And then also, two, their enemies had now kind of surrounded them.
当时的以色列面临着两个威胁。对内他们的道德败坏，他们属灵的情形螺旋形的下降，然后对外他们有很多的仇敌在围困他们。
So in Isaiah chapter 7, in the midst of a chaotic time, God's servant Isaiah speaks to the king, and he points to the providence, the power, and the perspective of God.
所以在第七章这样子的一片混乱的当中，神差遣他的先知以赛亚去向这个亚哈斯王来讲话，把他们指向神的预备。
And he says in chapter 7, verse 9, he says,If you do not believe me, you're standing on shaky ground.
在第七章第九节下半节说，你们若是不信，定然不得立稳。
In other words, if you're not firm in your faith, you will be not firm at all.
换句话说，就是若你的信心不稳，你就完全站不稳。
Even after this, God says through his prophet to the king, he says, ask me for a sign.
这个之后神甚至跟借着以赛亚来向这个王说你可以向神求一个兆头。
Now you would think the king would take this gracious, this generous, this good standing offer, especially when he knows about God's judgment and wrath that's coming.
你可能会觉得这个王一定会接受神这样一个仁慈慷慨的这个良好的机会。至少特别是想到当时他们马上要来的这个审判跟烈怒的这个警告。
You would think that the king Ahaz would take the prophet's counsel. He would ask God for a sign. He would grab hold of the word of God.
你会觉得这个王会听从先知以赛亚的这个劝告来求问神，来紧紧抓住神的话语。
But the king does not take the offer.
但是这个王并没有接受神给他这个机会。
The king does not ask for the sign.
这个王拒绝向神求这个兆头。
He says no to God, and instead of trusting the Lord, instead of believing in God, he trusts his own thinking. He believes in himself. He does his own thing, leading the nation to a furthering spiral spiritually.
他向神说不，他拒绝去相信神，依靠神，反而是相信他自己的想法，依靠他自己的能力，结果就导致把他的国家带到一个更加败坏的境况里面。
And then in chapter 8, Isaiah chapter 8, in short, doom, disaster, distress, and darkness descended upon the people.
所以在第八章里面简单的来说，就是所有的这些厄运、极难、黑暗就降临在以色列民的头上。
If you just stop right there, you kind of wonder, is this it?
如果你停在这里的话，你就会觉得就这样吗？
Is this about just you make your mess, you take your mess?
难道就是你自己弄糟了，然后你自作自受吗？
Is this one of those so sad, so bad moments?
就是一个太伤心太糟糕了这样的一个情形吗？
Would God leave his people hanging?
神会就把他的百姓留在这样的一个境况里面吗？
If you read the Bible, you understand the narrative. God gives hope to the hopeless. He gives faith to the faithless, and he gives love to those who are lonely.
如果你读圣经的话，你读下面的这些描述的话，你就知道神给无望的人希望，给无信的人信心，给没有爱的人大爱。
So turning the page to chapter 9,
所以翻到第九章的时候，
Isaiah, under divine inspiration, sees the hope and sees the light that God's trying to convey to the people.
在圣灵的默示之下，以赛亚就看到神所要赐给他们的这个希望，赐给他们的大光。
The hopes and the fears for all those years can be met in Christ Jesus.
全部这些年的希望和所有的惧怕都可以在耶稣基督的身上来成就。
So beginning in verse 2 of chapter 9, Isaiah sees and he describes the deliverer, the great light.
从第二节开始，不再是黑暗，以赛亚看到描述一个大光。
In verse 3, instead of gloom, he tells of the gladness that only God can give.
第三节的时候不再是幽暗，而是喜乐，而这个喜乐是唯有神可以给我们。
In verse 4, instead of bondage and burden, there's a blessing of rest and relief from the rescuer, just like God did in the day of Midian.
第四节的时候就不再是捆绑重担，而是从拯救者而来的这个安息和释放的这样的一个福分，就像神在米甸的日子所行的一样。
And in verse 5, there's ceasefire. And the only fire that's going to be taking place is for the boots of the battles, the wardrobe of war, because there will be an end to the war.
第五节的时候我们看到有止息的火，这个火唯一的这个火就是为了把所有的这些兵器这些武装全部都烧掉，因为战争到了一个结束的时候，到了尽头。
No more blood to be shed, and why? It's because of the Lamb, because of the Lamb, of the blood of the Lamb.
不再有流血，因为羔羊的宝血，因为他的宝血为我们所洒。
Let's think about New Testament scripture that corresponds. The Bible says, "In Him, that's Christ, was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in darkness, and darkness." Has not overcome it.
在新约里面我们知道同样的神讲到生命在他里面，就在基督的里面，这生命就是人的光，光照在黑暗里，黑暗却不接受光。
Wasn't it Jesus himself? He says, come all who are burdened, and I will give you rest.
耶稣不是亲自说，凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
Wasn't it in scripture that says about the Savior,And through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through blood shed on the cross.
我们圣经不是这样子记载说，我们的救主来的时候，经由他所有的都可以成就和平，不管是在地上的还是在天上的，可以因着他的宝血，他所洒的在十字架上所洒的宝血成就和平。
Friends, what Isaiah was pointing for, the focus is the light. And we should see the light. We should come to the light in Christ.
朋友们，我们看到先知以赛亚在这里所关注的重点就是这个光，就是耶稣基督。
We should come to the true life in Christ Jesus. Come to Jesus.
我们应该来到他的面前来救耶稣基督。
How can you have peace with God?How can you wash away your sins? Trust in the finished work of Christ.
你怎么能够成就跟神的和平呢？你怎么能够洗去自己的罪呢？唯有靠着相信耶稣基督他所完成的工作。
So in the midst of darkness, God brings the light.
所以在这样的一个黑暗当中，神带来光。
In the midst of doom, God brings a bloom that is the beauty of Christ.
在这样子的一个厄运的当中基督的美丽开始绽放。
In the midst of conflict, what the people were going through, God's proclaiming Christ.
在人们的处在这样的冲突当中，神开始来宣扬有基督会要为他们降生。
And so this leads us to verse 6, and verse 6 describes his birth.
所以这就带到第六节来讲他的诞生。
First of all, notice,His nature of his nativity.
第一点我们看一下要留意到他诞生的一个特质。
Verse 6, For to us a child is born, for unto us a son is given.
第六节有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们。
Remember that phrase, for unto us a child is born, for unto us a son is given.
我们记得这一个短语，有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们。
In less than one verse, actually one phrase, Isaiah artfully presents concisely and profoundly and describes the dual nature of Christ, God in the flesh.
在不到一节之内实际上就是这是一个短语。 以赛亚非常艺术的、精确的，还有很复杂的描述了基督的神人二性。
A child is born, speaks of his humanity. A son is given, speaks of his divinity.
一婴孩赐给我们是讲他的人性，有一子赐给我们是讲他的神性。
A child is born on earth. A son is given from heaven above.
有一婴孩降生在这个世界上，有一子赐下是从天上。
A child is born, the Son of Man. A child is given, the Son of God.
婴孩降下讲的是人子，有一子赐下讲的是神子。
Biologically speaking, Jesus had an earthly mother but no earthly father. In the heavenly realm speaking, Jesus had a heavenly father but no heavenly mother.
从生物学的角度来说，耶稣在地有地上的母亲，却没有地上的父亲。从天国来讲，耶稣有天父，却没有天上的母亲。
For unto us a child is born, you have the humanity in Christ. Jesus came in human form.
有一婴孩为我们而生，我们看到基督有人性，他成为人的形状。
This is the miracle of his birth. This time of year, we celebrate the truth of his arrival.
他奇妙的降生，每年的这个时候，我们都要庆祝他的到来。
Jesus lived on earth. He walked the dusty roads. He had joy. He had sorrows. He had an appetite because he was hungry. He experienced acceptance, and those became his friends. He experienced rejection, and those became his enemies.
耶稣在这个地上活过，他走过尘土的路，他喜乐过，他悲哀过，他有。胃口，因为他会饥饿，然后他经历过那些接纳他的人，然后这些就成为他的朋友，他经历过那些拒绝他的人，就成为他的敌人。
Not only did he experience life, but he experienced death, all for our sakes.
他不仅经历生命，而且他也经历死亡，这些全都是为我们的缘故。
For unto us a son is given. Scripture says in Colossians, says,Jesus is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created in heaven and earth, visible and invisible. Whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things were created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together.
所以在这里讲有一婴孩为我们降生，就像圣经里面这样子讲。爱子是那不能看见之神的像，是首生的，在一切被造的一先，因为万有都是靠他造的，因为在天上的、地上的，能看见的、不能看见的，或是有位的、主治的、执政的、掌权的，一切一概都是记着他造的，又是为他造的。他在万有之先，万有也是靠他而立。
For unto us a child is born. For unto us a son is given.
因有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们。
Especially during this Christmas season, recognize the greatest gift of all.
特别是在这个圣诞佳节，让我们能认识到这个最伟大的礼物。
During this Advent season, receive God's precious one.
在这样的一个季节里面来接受神最宝贵的礼物。
Respond to his open invitation, for unto us,
回应神公开的这个邀请，因为有一婴孩为我们而生。
For unto us a child is born. For unto us a son is given.
有一婴孩为我们生，有一子赐给我们。
For unto us, for you, for me, for all.
为你，为我，为我们全部。
This is addressed to us. Christ is addressed to all of us.
这个是给我们所有的人的。
For unto us a child is born, for unto us a son is given. This presence is his presence.
由于婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，这是神给我们的礼物。
This gift is God himself.
这个礼物是神自己。
This invitation is from Emmanuel himself. It's for you, it's for me, it's for us.
这个邀请是从以马内利的神那里发出的，它是来邀请我们所有的人。
This invitation is open. This invitation is free. It's extended.
这样子的一个邀请是一个公开的，是一个自由的，是一个延伸到所有人的。
In the Gospel of Luke, it says, "For to us, born this day in the city of David, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord."
在路加福音二章十一节讲，因今天在大卫的城里为你们生了主救主，就是主基督。
In the New Testament, we know that it says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life."
就像新约里面讲，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
Christmas is more than colors; it's Christ.
圣诞节远远多过这些彩色的装饰，更多的是基督。
Christmas is more than just music; it's the Messiah as prophesied.
圣诞节远远的多过这些音乐，而是弥赛亚。
Christmas is more than just goodwill toward among people. Christmas is God in the flesh for the people that whoever believes in Him shall have everlasting life.
圣诞节不仅仅是人们之间的好意的互相的馈赠，圣诞节更是神道成肉身，让一切信他的人反得永生。
God entered human flesh to become the greatest gift in the world will ever know or experience.
神进入世人，成为这个世界里可以认识、可以经历的最伟大的礼物。
And so, friends, I have to ask you: Have you received this precious, this greatest gift in Jesus Christ?
朋友们，所以我要问你：你有收到这个最宝贵的这样的从耶稣基督而来的礼物吗？
If not, prepare your heart, and by His mercy.May you joyously receive God's precious gift.
若没有预备你的心愿神因他的慈爱让你可以喜乐地接受这样一个宝贵的礼物。
Now Isaiah continues on. He describes this precious gift. He describes it with descriptive distinction of the deliverer.
以赛亚继续写下去，他继续描述这位拯救者他的显著之处。
It helps us to grasp the significance of the Savior.
在这一句话里面，你可会帮助我们来认识救主的重要意义。
So think about these titles that are given here that help that transcends our minds and our thoughts about God.
我们看一下他这些超越的这些称呼的里面称号里面，来让我们来知道他是一样怎样的神。
His name shall become Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace.
他的名称为奇妙测试全能的神永在的父和平的君
Wonderful Counselor He is deemed as the Wonderful Counselor
他是奇妙测试他被称为奇妙测试就是说他超乎我们所有的谋略
In Isaiah chapter 55 it says For my thoughts are not your thoughts neither are my ways your waysDeclares the Lord, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, my thoughts higher than your thoughts.
以赛亚书五十五章八到九节说：“耶和华说，我的意念非同你们的意念，我的道路非同你们的道路。天怎样高过地，照样我的道路高过你们的道路，我的意念高过你们的意念。”
What does this mean? It means that God's counsel transcends or goes beyond human wisdom.
这里的所讲的就是讲神的谋略远远的超过人的智慧。
The word wonderful means marvelous. It means extraordinary. It means beyond the normal capacity to perform.
奇妙这个的意思就是不可思议的非凡的超越所有的常规的这些能力。
We all know a counselor is someone that you could turn for help. A counselor is someone that gives good advice.
测试我们知道的是一个你可以转去向他寻求帮助寻求建议的
And so the Lord is described as the wonderful counselor because he will give you guidance His word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path
主是奇妙测试他会指引我指引你他的话是我们脚前的灯是我们路上的光会帮助我们度过
He will help you through this day or any given day so that we could face tomorrowAnd not only face tomorrow, but be able to live throughout eternity as we trust and believe in Jesus.
他会帮助我们度过今天每一天，然后让我们可以面对明天。不仅如此，更是带我们直到永远。
Not only is he a wonderful counselor, but he is the mighty God.
不仅他是奇妙测试，他更是全能的神。
Nothing is beyond his counsel, and nothing is beyond his ability.
没有什么能超过他的谋略，没有什么会超出他的能力。
All things are possible with God.
在神，凡事都能。
Jeremiah 32:17 says, Behold, the Lord God, thou hast made the heavens and the earth by thy great power, and that outstretched arm. There is nothing too hard for you.
耶利米书里面讲，主耶和华啊，你曾用大能和伸出的膀臂 创造天地，在你没有难成的事。
What does this mean? It means that Christ is strong enough to keep his powers and promises. Christ is mighty enough to break the power of sin. Christ is powerful enough to defeat the greatest enemy, death and the devil.
这是什么意思呢？就是说基督他啊坚固足以能够啊守他所有的这些承诺，他强有力足以击败所有的罪的权势，他有能力，他的能力足以击败最强的敌人啊，就是死亡和魔鬼。
Jesus is not only mighty God, but he's also described here as the everlasting Father.
主耶稣不仅是在这里被称为全能的神，他还在这里被称为永在的父。
He'll be a father forever to us in the finest of way. He'll be compassionate. He'll be kind. He'll be self-sacrificing. He will protect us. He will provide for us.
他会成为我们的父亲，是永在的父亲，以最好的啊这样的方式，他会有怜悯、友善的对我们，他自我牺牲、保护、供应我们最好的。
The psalmist says, "As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who."
诗篇103篇里面讲，父亲怎样连续他的儿女，耶和华也怎样连续敬畏他的人。
Forevermore and forever yours is God's love towards us.
会有永远更多，永远都是你的，神的爱是用不尽的。
God's love cannot be exhausted. God's love cannot be worn out. God's love cannot be empty. Like waves in the ocean, it keeps on coming and coming.Coming for us.
神的爱啊，它不仅不能用尽，它不能枯竭，然后也更是不会倒空。它就像海中的波浪一样，会一直不断的来到，一直的到来。
Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace.
奇妙测试全能的神，永在的父，还有这个和平的君。
Notice that last phrase, Prince of Peace.
我们注意最后的这个短语啊，和平的君。
Sometimes I wonder, how can they describe him as prince? Why didn't they just use the word king?
有时候我会想，为什么不直接说是和平的国王，而是说是和平的君啊？英文里面其实就是王子。
Here's why.
可能有一个原因。
Usually a king, he gives orders, and then he kind of sits back, and he lets his people to go ahead and fulfill his commands.
国王通常就是只是下命令，他可能就让他的军队，让他的人士兵去完成这个使命。
The king does not necessarily involve himself in the business or even in war.
国王可能大概率的是不会亲自去作战。
Why? Because he's got his men.
为什么呢？因为他有足够多的人来帮助他。
But when it comes to the prince, it's different.
当我们讲到这个王子的时候，就会有所不同。
The prince is actively involved.
这个王子是会非常积极的参与到所有的这些事情当中。
The prince sees to it that it's going to happen.
这个王子会要安排，要注意，要保证一切都能够完成。
So in other words, Jesus is going to see.That prince becomes a reality in our life, and especially with our relationship with God.
所以就是这个和平的君，这个王子，就是他要执行，要保证这所有的事情可以成就在我们的生命中。
Jesus will disarm the diabolical. He will exterminate the enemies. Jesus will repel, revoke any rival that interferes with bringing peace to his people.
耶稣他解除了魔鬼的武装他将彻底的消灭敌人，而且他会击退，然后消除任何的这些反叛干扰，将和平赐给他的百姓。
Jesus paved the way, particularly through the cross, that we might experience the peace of God.
耶稣基督他特别啊，通过十字架来预备与神和平的这个道路。
So Jesus is called the Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace.
所以耶稣他的名被称为奇妙测试、全能的神、永在的父、和平的君。
So what does this mean for you and me?
那这对你我来说有什么样的意义呢？
To the confused, the conflicted, the complicated, for unto us there is a wonderful counselor.
对于我们中间啊混乱的、矛盾的、复杂的，有一个奇妙测试者来赐给我们。
To the troubled, to the tormented, to the tempted, for unto us there is a mighty God.
对于那些受困的、饱受折磨的、被试探的。为我们有一个全能的神。
To those who are deserted, to those who are discouraged or even defiant, for unto us there is an everlasting Father.
对于我们中间那些啊被抛弃的、灰心的、被蔑视的，有一位永在的父。
To the helpless, to the hopeless, to the hurting, for unto us there is the Prince of Peace.
对于我们中间无望的、无助的、被伤害的。有和平的君为我们。
Isaiah saw it coming, the one who would be God's answer for sinners like you and me.
以赛亚看到他会到来，他是神给你啊，像你我这样的罪人的答案。
He saw Jesus as the wonderful counselor to come with wisdom and purpose with a perfect plan, and so we should follow him.
他看到耶稣这样一个奇妙测试，他带着智慧和目的而来，有一个完美的计划，我们应当来跟随他。
He saw him as the mighty God that will accomplish all his purposes.
他作为一个全能的神，他将啊成就他全部的目标。
We know that the devil threw everything he had, that is temptation at Jesus, but the devil could not disrupt God's plan.
我们知道撒旦竭力的来阻挠他，通过试探耶稣做各种各样的事，但是他却不能够扰乱神在耶稣基督身上的计划。
And so as Christ as the mighty God, let him defend for us.
我们知道基督他是全能的神，让基督来为我们来辩护，来保护我们。
As the everlasting Father, he loves us endlessly, and therefore we should enjoy his presence in love.
他是永在的父，他对我们的爱是 无尽的、无止境的，我们应当以他的同在为乐。
As the Prince of Peace, he reconciles us. While we were still his enemies, he reconciles us to God.
作为和平的君，当我们还是与神为仇敌的时候，他就为我们成就了和平。
Therefore, brothers, trust him. Therefore, sisters, believe in him. Continue to welcome his rule and his reign in our lives.
所以啊，弟兄们、姐妹们，我们要相信他，依靠他，欢迎他在我们身上的治理。
Christ has the title, he has the testimony, because he is the truth, and that's why his titles transcends us.
他有啊，基督有这样子的啊称号，他有这样子的一个见证，他更是有真理，让我们知道他为什么是超越一切的。
Nobody does it better. Nobody can compare with Jesus Christ.
没有人可以做得更好，没有人可以与他相比。
One last thing that we need to notice in verse 7.
最后一点我们要看第七讲。
Notice his power in perpetuity.
我们留意到他的全能，他的政权是直到永远的。
Very simply, Christ shall reign forever and ever.
简单来说就是基督会永永远远的来掌权。
Verse 7 says, of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. And on the throne of David and over his kingdom, establish it, uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will accomplish this.
第七节，他的政权与平安必加增无穷。他必在大卫的宝座上治理他的国，以公平公义使国坚定稳固，从今直到永远。万军之耶和华的热心必成就这事。
A couple of things that we need to note in this verse 7. First of all, notice the effect. It gets bigger and bigger because the passage says the increase of his government, the increase of his peace.
在这一节里面有一些有几点我们需要注意到的。我们看到这个果效是不断的加增，是不断的 增大。
Isn't that what Jesus taught us about the kingdom of God?
这不就是耶稣在教导我们天国就是这样子从很小开始增大的吗？
Didn't he describe the kingdom of heaven like a mustard seed, starting off so very small, but growing ever so big?
他就教导我们说天国一开始像一个芥菜籽一样，那样一个小小的种子，但是它却慢慢的长大，长成一棵大树，能够越来越大。
Not only notice how big it is going to be, but that there is going to be eternal perspective. In other words, it's going to go on forever and ever.
我们不仅看到它这个是不断的加增，而且我们看到在时间上它是一个永恒的。
Verse 7 says, there will be no end. Verse 7 also says, from this time forth and forevermore.
在我们看到在第七节里面是从今直到永远。
Notice the elevation, the throne of David over his kingdom. Notice the equitable distinction. His dynasty, his supremacy, his empire is going to be reigned with righteousness and justice for all.
我们看到大卫的宝座上这个开始增加，不仅是超出他本来的国，就是以色列。而且会一直的他的神的这样子的一个国会不断的增大，他会以公平公义使国坚固坚定稳固。
One last thing, notice God's enthusiasm at the end of verse 7. It says that God's zeal is going to accomplish all of this.
我们最后要看到是神的热心，他的热心要必成就这事。
The dominion is going to be vast. The peace will never end. His reign on the throne of David and over his kingdom, he's going to establish it. He's going to sustain it with justice and righteousness from now on and forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts is going to accomplish all of this.
就是他的国度会一直这样子增加加增，而且这个和平会永永远远没有止境。他就一直在大卫的宝座上治理他的国以公平公义使国坚定稳固，从今直到永远。
What should come to our minds when we think about this last verse? It's not whether it's going to be done, it will be done.
我们想到这一节的时候，我们心里会怎么样觉得呢？这个不是说会不会发生呢，而是这个一定会发生。
His will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
因为神的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Rest assured that nothing can overthrow, nothing could come up, can upset, nothing can come in the last second to thwart God's plan, His providence, or His power.
我们知道没有任何事情可以推翻、可以阻挠、可以拦阻神的国的成就。
No enemy can stand against God.
没有任何的敌人可以在耶稣的面前站立得住。
And there's something else for us to consider personally.
对我们个人来说，有一些可以思考的。
We can't mess it up.
我们也不能够扰乱神的计划。
We can't mess up God's plan.
我们不可能把神的计划扰乱。
Because God's going to accomplish it through His zeal, through His passion.
因为万军之耶和华的热心他的热心必成就这事。
In other words, God is more excited. God is more delighted. He's more thrilled, more passionate to accomplish what he's going to accomplish here on earth.
我们看到就是这个其实就是在说神他比我们更兴奋，他更热心也成就这样子的事，在地上让他的国降临在这个地上。
Brothers and sisters, not only should we take comfort,But that should bring a smile to all of us. That should bring joy to us that God's reign is here.
弟兄姐妹们，这个不仅应该是带给我们安慰，更多的应该带给我们一个喜乐和一个兴奋，让我们确信神他的统治在这里到永永远远。
You know, when it comes to the Handel's musical masterpiece, The Messiah, it actually chronicles...The Nativity, that is Jesus' birth, it chronicles the passion, Christ's suffering and death on the cross, His resurrection and culminating in the glorification in heaven.
我们知道这个弥赛亚颂在亨德尔在写这个的时候，他实际上是按一个时间顺序来写的。他把从耶稣他的降生，他怎样生活，他怎样在十字架上受死，他怎样复活，他怎样成就这一切，按这样的一个顺序来写。
And that's why at the end of the musical piece, there's so much hallelujahs.
这是为什么到最后的时候大家一起的在唱哈利路亚。
Now historians note that Handel had the opportunity to perform this in front of the royal court.
这个历史学家有记载，这个亨德尔他是当时有机会在这个王室的面前来演奏这一
In other words,Handel was able to perform his musical piece, The Messiah, in front of the king, in front of all the royalty.
就换句话说，就是亨德尔他是在当时的这个王室贵族他们所有的这些人的面前来演奏这个弥赛亚颂。
It was said the king at that time was King George, and actually during the musical piece he was actually falling asleep.
实际上，当时的王国王。乔治二世他应该是实际上他在这个演奏的过程中间他有点睡着了。
Until it came to one particular point, and that is the Hallelujah chorus.
一直到一个特别的点，到这个哈利路亚这一个篇章的时候。
All of a sudden, King George woke up, and he was so startled that actually he stood up.
他就突然醒过来，他就突然像是惊到了一样，然后马上站起来了。
Now back in the day, anytime the king stood up, everybody else stood up.
在当时的时间，当国王站立的时候，所有的人都要站立。
So the whole royal court, everybody stood up at the Hallelujah chorus.
所以在当时的这个演奏现场，所有的人都站立起来。
And by the way, since then it became a tradition that anytime the Hallelujah chorus was playing, the people would stand up.
所以从那儿开始这就变成一个传统，每次演奏到这个哈利路亚这个篇章的时候，所有的人都站起来。
Now we know in scripture, particularly in the book of Revelation, there's going to be a hallelujah chorus.
我们知道特别是到启示录的里面我们看到是有一个哈利路亚的这个颂赞。
And the hallelujah chorus that is described in the book of Revelation is going to be like none other.
在启示录里面的这一个颂赞哈利路亚的这个颂赞是没有其他可以比的。
I'll tell you this, you cannot participate if you are sleeping and if you're slumbering in the dark.
我要跟你说，如果你在黑暗里面，在幽暗里面沉睡，你是不可能去参加到这个最后启示录的这个哈利路亚的颂赞。
For you to participate, God's going to have to awaken you. God's going to have to enliven you, enliven your soul. His light needs to be evident in your life.
要让你能够参与到这个哈利路亚的这个颂赞的里面，神必须把你的心灵先要苏醒，然后重新的他的光来光照你，让你可以来认识。
His spirit would have to regenerate you.His spirit would have to prompt you. Christ will have to save you for you to stand one day with the heavenly hosts praising the Lamb of God who is worthy, singing hallelujah to his name.
圣灵必须在我们的身上做工然后来让我们可以醒过来能够让我们来认识神通过耶稣基督他的这个来拯救我们，这样子我们才能够在最后的时候在启示录的这个哈利路亚的颂赞里面可以在中间有份。
In the book of Isaiah, where this passage is found, think about this: amidst the description and the pronouncement of God's much-deserved wrath for the people, Isaiah wrote.And he described not just the greatest gift, but the greatest reversal for sinners.
我们想一下，在这个以赛亚书里面，在这当时的这样子的一个黑暗，一个这样子的世代，他们本来是配的一切的审判跟神的烈怒的，但是神却把这样的一个 拯救这样的一个大光，这样的可以超越一切来成就这个全世界拯救的这个来启示出来。
The great light, the true life will come into their darkness and doom. Freedom will come upon their fears and their fertility.
这个真光，这个大光是可以照在黑暗里的人，让我们可以从这种幽暗和绝望里面可以出来。
And the joy as only God can give will reach as far as the curse is found.
这样子的一个喜乐只有神可以给我们。
Joy to the world.
世界欢腾。我记这首歌怎么翻译。
Joy to the world, and especially for those who were once resistant, once rebelled against God, now in the light, now walking with God.
这个大好的消息不仅特别是给那些原本在黑暗里面不认识神的，在这样的一个时间里面来认识他，可以世界欢腾。
There is complete triumph over every enemy that will come for the people who deserves the absolute worst from a perfectly holy God.
这里有一个完完全全的得胜因为从圣洁的神来把人从这个罪恶里面来拯救出来。
This is the hope of Advent. This is the joy of Advent. This is the love of Advent.
这就是我们的所有的我们的盼望，我们的喜乐，我们的爱就在这个里面。
Whatever the suffering, whatever the disappointment, whatever the pain is, know this, that it's held in a perfect dynamic tension with the promise of future glory.
不管你现在在什么样子的一个痛苦里面，什么样的一个患难的里面，我们都知道神为所有的这些事情都为我们以后有一个荣耀的未来而预备。
In other words, wherever there is gloom, there's going to be glory for God's people.
我们知道有哪里有幽暗悲伤，那哪里就有神的荣耀。
Wherever there is sorrow, there will be splendor.
哪里有悲伤，哪里就有荣耀。
Wherever there is misery, there will be God's majesty.
哪里有这种很可怜的状况，哪里就有神的大能。
And God's zeal will accomplish all of this for His people.
神的热心必要成就这些我们所讲的这些事情。
In God's sovereign grace, tender the invitation to His greatest gift. For unto us a child is born.For unto us a son is given.
我们全能的大能的神有用这样子的一个非常温柔的这样子的一个方式来把这样子的一个宝贵的礼物赐给我们，有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we are so humbled that you would give us the greatest gift of all, and that is Jesus Christ.
天父，我们谢谢你，我们多么的荣幸能够收到你这样子给我们的礼物。
We thank you because this greatest gift means the greatest reversal for sinners.
我们谢谢你，因为这样的一个礼物是从出手的果子开始。
Father, we thank you, Lord, for the true life in Christ, that He brings light into our darkness and doom.
我们为耶稣他的生命来向你献上感谢，因为他带来真光和真理。
Father, we thank you, Lord, that we could experience the joy that only you could give, and not just for today, but for all eternity.
主，我们谢谢你，我们为你所赐我们的喜乐向你献上感谢，因为这唯有你可以给我们的，而且不只是现在，是直到永远的这样的喜乐。
Father, we pray all these things in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Thank you, 潘牧师，我们带来圣诞节的信息，向我们有奉献。